Good morning. This morning, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 29 for a brief exhortation. This last Tuesday night, the elders came together and we kept asking ourselves, while we were together in closed session, given our present situations that we are encountering, what is the Spirit saying to the churches? I think we repeated the question 7 times throughout the evening. What is the Spirit saying to the church? This is a very critical time for us. It's a critical time for the nation. Certainly, the storm clouds have rushed in, and you know, we want to know what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So here's Revelation 2:29. Listen, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. There is such interruption going on in terms of our hearing that oftentimes we just don't hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. But here it tells us, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now, I don't think the problem is with the Holy Spirit. The problem is with our hearing. The Spirit speaks clearly to us. This is one of the attributes of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit communicates clearly. But the question for us is the earwax removed from our ears that we can hear what the Spirit is saying? As we attempt to repeat the message, whether it be in our family life or with our one another in the body, the question is, the message garbled, confused, contradictory, and so forth. Now, these messages our Lord Jesus Christ brings to the churches in Asia Minor some 2,000 years ago. And over the next 20 years, I think it's obvious that churches will die out. They have always died out. Will our church die out? Will Sardis die out? Will Laodicea die out? Will our children continue in the faith? Will they be alive to the message? Are they alive to the message now? Are they spiritually energized? Will our children have a strong prophetic voice? Will they continue preaching the gospel message loud and clear for their own children? Or will they gradually move into the foyer of the church and then out into the coffee shops and then get lost in megachurches and just sort of fade away? I only say this because that's what I've witnessed over 25 to 30 years of being an elder. This is what happens. It happens to hundreds and thousands of children. Will our church die out? Will this church die out? That's my question. And I think it hinges on this question. Are we hearing what the Spirit is saying to the churches? Are they hearing the message? Are we hearing the message? And have we internalized the force of the message? I mean, really, have we heard the Holy Spirit speaking through his word to us and know that God has spoken to us? That's the question. Not whether or not I showed up at church and heard a pastor speaking. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm asking you whether you hear what the Spirit is saying to you and to this church. Do you hear it? That's the question. And that will be the hinge point as to whether or not there will be a church here 20 years from now. So the most critical and fundamental test is our hearing. There's so much in Scripture relating to this. The Pharisees did not have ears to hear. The Laodiceans did not have the ears to hear. And we've been singing Psalm 95 every week, and we have these shocking 2 to 3 verses towards the end of the psalm. You remember, it's sort of a non sequitur where we end. Psalm 95 places the responsibility upon us. Do not harden your hearts as it was in the rebellion. That's where Psalm 95 goes. We come into God's courts with thanksgiving and with praise, and then immediately the psalm screeches to a halt, and the psalmist looks up at all of us and says, "Are you paying attention? Are you hardening your heart? What's wrong with you?" You know, this sort of this jerk yourself up and realize, oh, I need to have ears to hear. Am I really hearing what the Spirit is saying to the churches? "Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you with an evil heart of unbelief, or subject yourself to daily exhortation from the brothers, lest any of you be hardened with the deceitfulness of sin, departing from the living God." And this kind of thing could be happening right now in this body. So really there's just two issues here for the exhortation. The first question is the message coming through loud and clear, whether it be as you read the word or whether you be hearing the word. The question is, are you getting it? Is there a message? Do you feel the force of it? Not the force of the emphasis of the pastor. Again, it's the force of the Holy Spirit binding this message to you. Are you hearing it? Are you feeling it? Be honest. All I'm asking is that you be honest, that you're not coming in here wasting your time and spending a little more time in the foyer and then just walking away. I'm asking you whether or not you're hearing the message with force, with Holy Spirit force. And then secondly, are you internally receiving it, meditating upon it, repeating it, confessing it, and living it out in your life? Is there an import to the word such that it sticks on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday or Thursday? Do you keep coming back? Is the Holy Spirit pressing you to come back to the issue that you know has been pressed upon you on Sunday, or pressed upon you as you're reading your word and you're coming back to it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? You're meditating upon it, and then you're taking it to heart, and then you're living it out. You're doers of the word and not hearers only. Is that going on? So are you feeling the force? That's my first question. My second question is, are you internalizing, meditating, applying? This is what it takes to be hearers of the word in the biblical sense. Now, if you're concerned about your hearing this morning, I want to give you some advice. If you're concerned about your own hearing, if there's a sense in which you haven't felt the force and you're not living the message, okay, somehow Sunday's been a waste of time for 5 years or something like that. If you have problems with your hearing, what do? You go to an ear doctor. You need to be sensitive to whether or not you're hearing. If you have a hearing issue, you've got to go to an ear doctor. Now, you look around you, you say, well, evidently there's a word coming through. Others are impacted. I'm not. Others have heard, but I don't hear. Others seem to be praying the message afterwards, and they've been impacted by it. They've been convicted by it. I've seen tears rolling down their cheeks as they've received the word, and I'm not. I don't hear it. They do. What do I do? Go to the ear doctor. Pray. Pray that God would give you ears to hear. So if there's even a tiny bit of concern about your hearing, I'm encouraging you to go to the ear doctor. Ask God for ears to hear. Consider the condition of your heart as well, because it has a lot to do with your heart. You see throughout Psalm 95 and Hebrews 3 and elsewhere, don't let your heart be hardened. It does appear that it's not just the sovereignty of God. Now, some of us Calvinists say, well, no, it's all God's fault that I'm not hearing. It's all God's fault that my heart is hardening. Well, it's evidently also your fault. Or more fundamentally, in terms of sin, it is your fault, right? So there is something of a personal directive here that if you can hear at all this exhortation, be concerned that you're not hardening your own heart. Is there hardening in the arteries of your hearts? Are you more or less receptive of the word? If you're hesitant to read the word or hear the preaching of the word, be honest. I mean, is there hesitation? Is there a moving back? Is there a less excited reception of the Word of God. Now, the heart may make a bunch of excuses. So how would you know that your heart is hardening? Typically, your heart will make a bunch of excuses. It's too complicated. It's too boring. It's too long. It's too loud. It's too monotonous. This is a wrong version of the Bible. It's irrelevant to me. It's just not helpful. Everybody else is so hypocritical, and I'm not. I'm the wonderful person, and I just don't need the Word of God. Now, that's a hard heart. You gotta admit, that would be a hard heart if that's the way that someone is thinking. If they're thinking like that, that's the hardening of the heart. So be honest about you. Is your heart so hard that you don't want to listen, that you have no anticipation? Perhaps you have a hard time showing up on time to hear the Word of God. Just be honest about your heart. Has your heart been hardened to hearing the Word of God? What is the Spirit saying to the churches? He who has an ear, let him hear. The first sign of the hardening of the heart is the inability to hear, or the reticence to really wanting to hear anything of the Word of God. So confess it to God. Cry out to God for forgiveness, cleansing for your cold, hard heart. Well, some of you are probably saying, okay, well, what is the Spirit saying to the churches? I've said this, you know, already 6 or 7 times. So what is the Spirit saying to the churches? Well, the same thing the Spirit said to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. Be zealous, be on fire, especially in terms of repentance, the repentance of sexual sin. Okay, that's what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Be zealous, be on fire for repenting of sin, turning away from these horrible sins that have been so destructive to relationships and marriage and to your spiritual life. Be zealous for repentance. Don't forsake your first love, the love of Jesus Christ, your constant interaction with Him, speaking of Him, loving Him, abiding in His Word, and embracing His commandments in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Anything He said throughout His Word. Just be loving Jesus. Don't let Satan discourage you. Endure tribulations. Don't give up on enduring trials and loving the church, being watchful and strengthening the things that remain, especially within the body of Christ, strengthening the bonds of our love and keeping Christ's word and buying gold, which means you've got to walk into the fire and be persecuted for Jesus' sake. These are the words the Spirit is saying to churches that whose candlestick may be just about ready to be snuffed out. These are the words at the most critical time in this church's history over, say, 22 years now. These are the words that the Spirit is saying to the churches. Do you hear it? I mean, have you felt that pierce of any of these? Does it pierce you straight to the bone of the marrow such that you're going to meditate on it, that it will transform your life and transform our church this week and next week and throughout the next year? It all hinges on whether or not you have ears to hear and you're feeling the force of not the pastor, please, but the Holy Spirit piercing your heart with His truth and the message that we absolutely got to receive from the Holy Spirit of God right now. The Spirit is speaking to the churches. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's ask God for the ears to hear it. Amen. Father, we don't always feel it. Oh God, we don't feel it to the bone and the marrow. The Spirit is speaking to us. The clarity is there, but Father, forgive us that we haven't heard it. We haven't quite received it. We haven't heard the main issue that the Spirit is addressing. Father, forgive us for the hardness of heart. Forgive us for the inability to hear it, or the reticence, or the slothfulness, or the disinterest in even hearing what the Spirit's opinion is about the churches, about us. Father, forgive us for any hardness of heart. Cleanse us. Oh God, we pray for hearts that are open. Oh God, we pray for ears that are able to hear this. And Father, oh, we desire transformation of our lives. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of the hardness. Forgive us of the reticence to hear the word of God. Forgive us for the lackadaisical attitude. And we pray, Father God, that you would enable all of us to be on fire for repenting and on fire for receiving the word and not forsaking the first love and realizing our love is so dead cold too often. Oh God, forgive us for all these things. Your spirit is shouting at us. Your spirit is pressing on us. And we ask your forgiveness. We ask your cleansing. We ask that you would bring a reviving life to this church, to me, to my family, to all of our families. Please, God, come be present today. By your Holy Spirit, do a work. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins.